Recently, we talked about New Orleans' own muffalata, and we're going to stick with that theme of indigenous New Orleans foods today and talk about yakamane. And I know we have the best person to talk about it with, because when I asked around about who to talk to on this subject, I got a basically unanimous response, which never happens. So I want to welcome Miss Linda Green, a.k.a. the yakamane lady. Welcome, Miss Green.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
So let's just jump right into this. What's in yakamane?
Well, you got a lot of love in it in the beginning. You got that. You have, noodles? You know, that's main. Mm-hmm. You have what I do with mine is a boneless chuck roast, green onions, a hard-boiled egg. But it's really, really about the juice. The juice is a family recipe. And what I did, I had to tread secret.
Tell us a little bit more about yakamane in your family history.
Oh, wow. My grandmother. Oh, wow. Okay. My grandmother and her daughter was living at 2126. That's on a corner of, it used to be called Dry Street and Jackson. And they used to stay there. And Grandma Georgie. That's what we call her, Grandma Georgie, Mama Georgie. She used to cook that yakamane, and the aroma was so loud. And, you know, everybody, as soon as she get through, you know, my auntie and her and a whole bunch of other people would come in and help, you know, feed everybody. And everybody sit on the porch and just shoot the breeze. They call it poach popping. Yeah, my mom used to sell it at, it used to be a bar, and so happened The people that owned the bar, they were good friends with my mom, and it was good friends with my grandmother. My grandmother used to keep those two guys, being brothers, because their mother and my grandmother was best friends. And while Miss Stella used to go to work, Mama Georgia used to keep her boys. So it just was like a big family thing. And then my mom started selling her yakamane out of Bean Brothers.
So I understand that yakamane also brought you into contact with the late Anthony Bourdain.
I was on No Reservation, mm-hmm. Cajun Country. Mm-hmm. And, well, Anthony's assistant, Diane, she came to me at Jazz Fest, okay? And she said, Anthony want to taste this. I said, what Anthony? Who are you talking about? You know, I'm in the boot, you know, fixing yakamane. She said, Anthony Bourdain. I said, what? She said, yeah. So I gave her all my information, and she told me that they was going to get in touch with me, which they did. And we did a segment with him, and he tasted. But one thing what Anthony told me was this, and that's the reason why I did the trade secret on it. He told me, he said, he have been all over the world. He said, I've tasted just about everything. He said, I've never tasted this flavor before. He said, you got to do something with it. And I thought about what he said. So I called a friend of mine. He was our attorney. His name is Tim Capel. That's my attorney. He was my friend before he became my attorney. So I told Tim what Anthony said. And so happened, he's a copyright lawyer. So what he did, he copyrighted the recipe for us, you know, and I appreciate what Anthony did and, you know, telling me that. I really appreciated that, you know, because it is becoming famous.
That's right.
World famous,
that's right.
You know.
That was Miss Linda talking about yakamane. Thanks for coming in, Miss Linda.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.